I'm happy now to welcome Jillian Spitzmiller. She is from Documentors, which is an organization that teaches people how to make documentary films. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So you have a website called documentaryhowto.com, and you're having a very special event tonight, which we wanted to let people know about.
Yeah, tonight we're really excited because we just launched this site for documentary filmmakers of all levels. And tonight is our first teleseminar, and we're talking to Caroline Labresco, who is a senior programmer at the Sundance Institute, the Sundance Film Festival, actually. And she's also a documentary filmmaker herself. So we're going to be speaking with her for an hour. My partner Hank and I will be interviewing and having a conversation with her about how do you get into Sundance, some tips on that if you're feeling like you're ready to apply, what to do if you do get in, because it's a pretty big life-changing event if you do, and there's lots of things you need to know to prepare for it. Also, what do you do if you don't get in? That's happened to us also, and that's a pretty crushing experience, but life does go on. So we'll talk about, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep applying to other festivals.
There are many.
There are so many, and our great Santa Fe Film Festival is coming up in December. And then we're also going to talk about getting the most out of the film festival circuit in general. So, you know, kind of having a plan of how you, who you're going to apply to, where you're going to go, what you're going to do when you get to the festival, how to make the most of your festival journey.
So this event tonight, it's an online event. Anybody is welcome to participate in it. Is it a two-way thing, or are the people who are at home, are they just listening? How does it work?
Good question. It's actually a teleseminar, and you can call in on your telephone, or you can also get on through your computer. But there won't be any visuals. It's just an audio conversation. And the way to get on the call is go to our website at documentaryhowto.com. And there's a button on the homepage that says free teleseminar. You just click that and you'll get registered for the call, and you'll get the call-in number and the PIN number. And then if you have questions, you won't be able to ask them live on the call, but you can email ahead of the call or during the call. You can email your questions in and we'll address as many as we can on the call.
And then will the whole thing be recorded and be able to be accessed afterwards?
Yep, it'll be recorded, and it's going into the Documentors member archive. So if you become a monthly member, you'll have access to all these conversations. As we record them, they'll be put up on the members area of the website for replay.
I think it's an interesting concept, because a lot of the kind of information that you're talking about is the kind of thing that in the past people have gotten through casual conversations with somebody they somehow were lucky enough to meet.
Right, exactly. So this is like networking without having to leave your computer or your couch or whatever. And we're really seeking out very high-level industry experts who will really give us a lot of generous information. You know, I know a lot of people from being in the business for 20 years, you know, we'll go to the best entertainment lawyer, we'll go to the best film festival programmer who's, you know, Caroline, we'll go to the best archival film researcher, and we'll ask the questions that we always get asked as teachers and as filmmakers, and also the questions that people send in. So we're really excited to be providing this service, because it's something that I would really like to have, you know. And instead of running around to all the film festivals and all the markets and all the conferences, we're going to save everyone all that hard work and bring it right to you.
And give them more time to actually work on their films.
Exactly, yeah, right. We're trying to help people from reinventing the wheel every time. I think they're, with technology being so available, and there's stories everywhere, as everyone knows, but few people know how to craft it into a really compelling documentary. So that's what we're really trying to facilitate.
Jillian Spitzmiller is with Documentors, and they're on the web at documentaryhowto.com. And once again, tonight at
6:30 p.m.
6:30 in the evening is this teleconference. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks a lot, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org, and you can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can find the shows for the last several years, including today's show, on the website santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.